give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me chill. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. Yeah, good. I know that He's real.
Well, glory, 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 everybody. Hello, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we are here to celebrate always and to glorify the name of the Lord and our Lord and Savior Jesus. I want to give thanks to both of them for lifting my body up, holding me, keeping me physically, keeping me mentally, so I can come and do the shows. I deal with a lot of pain. I deal with all types of things. And it's difficult for me to get things done. But when it comes to spreading the word, things become a little bit easier because it gives me joy. It gives me joy to spread the word of God. And He gives me what I need in order to spread His word. So if He brings you to it, everyone, He's going to bring you through it. Don't matter what you're going through. If it's something God wants you to do, He's going to give you everything you need to fulfill that. All right, everybody. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday around in America and around the world. I hope you are having a wonderful time as we enter in the season of people being a little bit nicer to each other, a little bit kinder to each other. You know, we need to stop this for a season and make this just the way of the world. But for right now, we're going to take this that we're gearing up for the birth of our Savior. And you know, that is the most important birth there is the birth of the one who saved our immortal soul, who saves us from this world and Satan, who has conquered the world and gives us victory. Everybody, this is a wonderful time, and we're not going to debate about anything as far as when he was born, how he, whatever. We know he was born, and that we have to celebrate. All right, everybody. Couple of church announcements. I mentioned on last week's show that we're going to start a new show that's going to be a call-in show. And I said December the 1st, and then I realized December the 1st is next week. So we're going to start it at the beginning of the year. Okay, so we can make sure we give it to you good. And I'm going to be on sabbatical. So we're going to start it at the beginning of the year so I can get my mind and thoughts together. And we can open those lines up and let you guys call in and let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. And again, let's talk about Jesus. Also, if you want to do a last-minute tax deduction, think of giving to the ministry. If you get have an opportunity, go to our website, jhom.org. We're 501c3. All deductions, donations in America are tax deductible. Again, go to jhom.org and consider giving a gift to the ministry. All proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, go to spreading the word of God all around the world, online, and giving everyone. It is definitely something that God speaks about. And he says if you tithe, that he would pour out one blessing so big that you can't hold it. And you know what? Beginning of the year, guess what we're going to start learning about? And that's tithing. All right. There's one more church announcement. I want you all to remember that, you know, death is a part of life. And death is a natural part of a Christian's life because you're not leaving earth, you're going home to God. So it's a celebration. That's why we call it a homegoing celebration. If you're in a position where you need help, not only from God, but from humans in these services, I want you to consider the Griffin Wright Funeral Home. And here's a message from them right now.
The Griffin Wright Funeral Home provides more than the traditional funeral service. We provide a personal, principled, and professional atmosphere to ease your burdens. Can we provide funeral services in your home? The answer is yes. So remember, at Griffin Wright, you're not just another person, you're family. Visit our website at griffinwrightfuneralhome.com or call us at 312-480-8804. That's the Griffin Wright Funeral Home.
And if you need any other services, pastoral services, baptisms, communion, prayer, anything that you need that from a pastor, please contact the ministry. All those services are free to you. jhom.org is our website. And you can email us at jhomorg1@gmail.com. If you need any kind of services whatsoever, definitely contact the ministry. That's what we're here for. All right, let's get rolling into the word of the week. You know, as I said, we are marching to Christmas. And this season, I want everyone, forget about the gifts. Forget about the lights. Forget about all of that stuff for a minute. Just forget about all that because it has nothing to do with what Christmas is really about. You know, this is the only time that I know of that for someone's birthday, I receive a gift. It's Jesus' birthday. So instead of giving gifts to each other, why don't you just give your gift to him, your life? And if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to do it now. Just ask him to come into your heart, renew your spirit, correct what is wrong, forgive you of your sins. Tell him that you believe that he's the one and only Son of God. Get baptized, and you, my friends, are saved. That is what this is all about, our salvation. This is what was given to us in his birth. But we have to remember, you know, Jesus, whoa, we know what happened to him at the cross. We know how he was treated when he stepped fully into being the prophet that was walking this earth telling us about God and that he was the Son of God, and that was all proven. But if we back it up, Jesus has been wanted on a hit list ever since he was born. Let me repeat that. Our Savior, they have been trying to kill our Savior since birth. It didn't start when he became an adult. It started when he became a person. When God put him into flesh, the powers that be wanted Jesus killed. So much that they killed other children in order to try to get to our Savior. Everyone, let me go. We're reading from Matthew, and we're going to read the second chapter of Matthew, the first to the 17th verse. And, you know, we're going to take that all the way down to the 18th verse, okay? And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Kick back and let's really look at what happened and why we should be even more grateful. It says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who was born, the King of Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, where's the Messiah? Where the Messiah was to be born? In Bethlehem in Judah, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and the mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I shall call my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children. Raquel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they were no more. Everyone, I want you to reread that. I want you to pray to God for wisdom. I want you to pray to the Holy Spirit for an understanding. And then I want us to look at this again. Herod was the king. The Magi said they came, which are all, also the three kings, the three wise men, by the way, is who the Magi is. The three wise men came to say, hey, where is Jesus? Where is the Messiah so we can worship him? You know, the king of the Jews. Well, when the king heard that there was supposedly another king of the Jews, that's why he got so upset. You know, we as humans don't like when people try to, you know, overrule us. If we're in charge, we're going to be in charge. Well, the whole plot was to have them find Jesus so that he, the king, can have Jesus killed. So there would not be a king of the Jews other than him. Luckily, Jesus was always protected. I mean, they were always visited by angels. Like an angel visited Joseph and said, please leave, because Herod had just ordered the death of any male child that was 2 years old and under, which is horrific to do. This is just how much they fear our Savior, the thought of our Savior. So, God again protected Jesus and the prophet Jeremiah. What he said was fulfilled. There was great mourning coming out of the Bethlehem. Jerusalem, after all of the children were killed. And of course, the scripture said that the Son of God would be called out of Bethlehem. And so that's why they, out of Nazareth, excuse me, and that's why they returned after Herod died, they returned to Nazareth. But the fact that our Savior was haunted from birth and that so many innocent children had to be slaughtered must cause us to pause so we can truly start really feeling the wonderfulness of God's plan of redemption for his people. This has been working out for years and centuries, and is still working out today. So we have to trust just how God protected Jesus in order for the prophecies to be fulfilled. He's going to protect us, because the final prophecy is Jesus is coming back and he's going to reign over us forever and ever. We shall be in paradise right along with him. Everyone, please, let's start embracing what this season is about, because the season is not just about twinkle lights and gift giving. This is about our Savior, who was put into this world purposely to save us from this world. That is the gift of Christmas. And tell you, I'm going to tell you, that's the only gift I need. And we need to all get to the point. That's all we need is Jesus. All right. All right. All right. Pray about it. We're going to come back to it, of course. And think about it some more. But love is the answer to all of this. Of course, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Everybody, let's go to Robert Sexton and the all-time blues review with Long Time Coming, Love is the Answer. Let's get up, let's go, let's do this. There is a fire burning inside my soul.
a liar in this story must be told. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yet your train's running, only one going your way. Long time coming. Yet your train's running down the track to Judgment Day. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way. Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track of Judgment Day. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yet your train's running, only one going your way.
Hallelujah!
Long time coming. Yet your train's running down the track to Judgment Day.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yet your train's running, only one going your way. Long time.
That was Long Time Coming, Love is the Answer by Robert Sexton and the All Time Blues Review. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show. This is the edition of I don't even know the name of the show, but that's okay. I'm going to come up with it by the end of the show. But everybody, one of the things that the purpose of this show is to get us all in the mood and into the spirit and into the mindset of our Savior's birth. And so I made a special mix to help us get this done. And this is the Christmas Mixdown Mix by Sister Poochie. And I hope you enjoy it. The purpose of the mixes on the show, of course, is to, one, listen carefully to the words, the beats, the music, and try to find a message. But most of all, you're going to get up and give God praise, give him honor, give him glory, celebrate Jesus, give him honor, give him glory, just thank them for every single thing they did. And guess what? His birth is the biggest thing that they did. So let's get up and let's give them some Holy Ghost praise. Everybody, here we go. This Christmas Mixdown for 2021.
Traveler. DJ.
Bum 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 b
everybody. Let's start getting in the mood, getting in the spirit. Our Savior is born. Let's celebrate. Let's fall down and adore him. Everybody, don't forget to read Matthew, the second chapter, which is the story of the three wise men coming to worship Jesus and the King Herod sending them to actually find out where Jesus was so he can kill them. They were visited by an angel after they visited and gave him frankincense and myrrh and silver and gold. And they angel warned them not to go back to Herod. They went back to their country a different route. Then the angel came to Joseph and said, move, go. Also, Herod was so furious that he was outwitted by the three wise men that he ordered all male children, two and under, to be killed in Jerusalem and the surrounding areas. Everyone, that's the sad truth about this, but it's the truth about it. So let us meditate on it. Next week, I'm coming back with another part of the Christmas story. That's the truth, and we're going to roll this all the way up to the Savior's birthday. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always have. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for all your support. One last message from Griffin Wright Funeral Services. Again, if you need this type of service, check them out.
The Griffin Wright Funeral Home provides more than the traditional funeral service. We provide a personal, principled, and professional atmosphere to ease your burdens. Can we provide funeral services in your home? The answer is yes. So remember, at Griffin Wright, you're not just another person, you're family. Visit our website at griffinwrightfuneralhome.com or call us at 312-480-8804. That's the Griffin Wright Funeral Home.
All right, everyone. Let's roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hymn Music. Peace, love, and best things. I will see you next week.